Yeah. I invite you to just relax your body, relax your head, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hands. Relax your back, your chest, your abdomen, your thighs, your knees, your calves, and your feet. And feel the energy of Mother Earth Gaia beneath your feet, loving you, supporting you. Feel the energy of the crystalline grid that is now tingling in vibration to the frequencies and harmonies that you are emitting in this moment and that this group as a collective have created. Feel that tingling going out across the globe. That tingling vibration tickling the feet and the souls of every other human on the planet. And in this tingling frequency of love, happiness, and joy, let us invite the Magnetic Master to come forward.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. What a time you have chosen to be on this planet. What a time. My partner talks about hidden energies. What about hidden truth? I want to tell you what happened to him. What really happened to him 35 years ago. The thing that he doesn't actually talk about that much. When he sat down in the chair for the first time, he was overwhelmed. And he talks about that when they want to know the history of the relationship between my partner, Lee, and that which is spirit. I came in and filled him with love. He never felt anything like that before. Not like that. I gave him the double whammy, the whole package, because he was a doubter. He was linear. He was stubborn. And he knew instantly there's something bigger than himself that he never, ever thought about before. But that's not really what happened to him. For a few moments, I opened a portal in his consciousness through his pineal. Came something exceptionally powerful, and that was a full and complete glimpse of the other side of the veil. That's truth, pure truth. It isn't anything that is learned. It just is. The revelation to him wiped away clean almost everything he had ever been taught about anything. It was so far removed from his linear life that he couldn't even describe what he had seen or felt. But that's what turned him around. When he saw truth in its purest form from the Creator of the universe, a creator which is designed to literally sit in your lap right now. And that's what gave him today that which is the absolute knowledge of what he is doing is correct. I told him there would be those along the way that would doubt, disappoint. And there were. There was even a time when those in the old belief system of metaphysics didn't want any part of this new idea from Kryon, me. And he went through all of that without flinching, because he had seen the truth. There was no question. There was never a doubt of what he had seen, because that portal was his own soul. He couldn't doubt that. All of that, I told him, someday he would be able to teach it, show it, and others could have the same kind of experience. I told him a shift was coming, and when it would arrive even. And that was because the ancients had said the same thing. The timing of it, well known. One of his questions, will I make it? He calculated his age, and he said, I will be old. I will be over 80 when that occurs. And I told him that this was what he had planned, that this is what he came for. I also told him to watch what he ate, and he didn't. Dear ones, all of this to tell you, you sit in a moment of fruition, of totality. You sit in a moment that you all knew could arrive when you stood in the wind of birth before you got here. That term of what happens right before you drop into that which is your mother's womb, before you say hello to the world, before you take that breath, that first breath of oxygen that says, I'm back. All of you stood there without an assurance that this would be the shift. Because all of you have been told, probably since you were born, that there was a potential of horror right about now. Actually, a lot before now, World War III. That was a real potential with the consciousness of the dark-light balance that was on this planet at that time. And all of you experienced that choice, all of you, to come or not. This is a hidden energy that you will only know about and remember when you return home. After you take your last breath, when all of that is revealed, when the entourage welcomes you back, when you have that glorious party. That family on the other side of the veil, which includes those you've loved and lost and are cheering for you right now, are so enamored with you because of the courage it took for you to say, okay, I'm going anyway. And the result is today. Here you sit in a difficult time, but it's an awakening time. And the old paradigms that existed that would tell of the old energy are starting to shatter. Things that were always there that are not there today. That is telling you what happens with consciousness. We have said these before. Think on these things. How long do you think a system was in place that suppressed women to the point that they could not get ahead unless they did something inappropriate, perhaps? You know what I'm talking about. How long had that been going on? You want to count the centuries with me? That was your grandfather's world, and his grandfather's world, and his grandfather's world. Things don't change. Oh, but they did. What's happening in your society about that? What very famous people are currently in jail because of that? You know what I'm talking about. Where things start to matter, and there are consequences for inappropriate behavior. How long have certain priests been abusing children? You want to count the centuries? You think that's new? I told you when that shift would occur. 13 months before it happened, I told you you were going to get a new pope. And you did. And you got that pope without the old one dying. That's unusual, isn't it? And when the new one showed up, he said, we're going to shift these things. Very controversial, even today. And he saw what had to change. You might say, even as a pope, he was also at the wind of birth. And he saw what was going to happen. And the potentials were there for him to clean it up and stop it. Let me ask you this. When the war started between one large major country and it attacked its neighbor only recently, I would like to tell you what they were thinking when they did it. Because they were part of a very old paradigm, a very old energy of the Cold War. A time when East and West was solidified to the degree that if something like that happened, countries would again align the way they did in the Cold War and even before there, and you would have the beginning of World War III. And dear ones, that was the prediction all along. What happened then? Almost every country said, no, not interested. What are you doing? They said. When Switzerland decides not to be neutral, you know something's up. We've said this before. You need to hear this again. This is a radical change in consciousness, not just of light workers, but of the planet. People who would never be caught in a meeting like this ever, because they don't believe in any of it, are still part of an awakening. Did you notice that? And so what's your part in this? As the mastery starts to flow into you of what to do when and how to do it, it starts to become part of you. You become the masters of the planet. What was the prophecy? The really big prophecy of so many belief systems on the planet. I'll tell you that there'd come a day when the masters would return. Do you remember that? Guess what? You're here. Who thought it might be old souls? Who thought it would not be like four or five supermasters who would come down and then control the planet? That's such a linear thought. It's so human. Instead, you have the idea that those who would awaken at this time, the old souls that had come for this, would start being fed that which is wonderful information. That is mastery itself, and slowly, that is what would change the planet, because that then spreads out to everyone, to everyone. What is truly mastery? And this then starts to explain who you are. What do you know about the masters of the planet? Pick your favorite one, whether it was the Buddha or the Christ, Muhammad, what do you really know about these masters? You know the history that has been told by those who were around them. And the history goes like this. That people just wanted to, they just wanted to be next to them. They'd crowd around to be next to them in throngs of people who just wanted to associate with the consciousness of a master. And even if the master didn't teach or do anything spectacular, they would sit just to be with them. What does that tell you? They didn't have to be the ultimate statesman of what they believed. They didn't have to preach on the mountain. They didn't have to do anything. All they had to do was to be compassionate and love everyone around them to the degree that nobody missed it. Even the elements knew. Even the plants knew. The waters knew. That's mastery. Who are you? You are the beginning of the teaching of this kind of peace. There are so many humans who would ask, what can I do to be more of a master right now? Be quiet. That's what you can do. Be quiet. We've said before so many times, it's not in the doing, but in the being. You be quiet and you listen. And if you have to have an emotion, it's gratitude. Thank you, Spirit, that I'm here. Thank you, Spirit, that the things I'm worried about have got solutions coming that I don't know about. How many of you can do that? Being a human on this planet, at the age that perhaps so many of you are at, is difficult. There are things for you to deal with all the time. What if you could dismiss them from worry, from anxiety? In a moment, we're going to lead you into something we've called the green mist, where you're going to have an opportunity to meet some invisible energies that are real, all of them, and use this mastery that I've just talked about. Because what comes next for us as that group who have come in to channel with you and for you, what happens next for you on the planet is very similar. A meld, an alliance. And someday that alliance is going to include the star families, who will eventually introduce themselves in a very gentle, positive way. There is so much coming to this planet in the future. This is why my partner presented today, so that you would know at your last breath that coming back to this planet is going to be so different and actually what you really have planned for. That is the beginning of an ascended Earth. This is not your grandfather's world and never will be. You have passed that point. The dark and light ratio that used to be, that created certain kinds of inappropriateness, is no longer. It's now not even equal. It is now where there is more light than dark. And this is creeping forward. It goes slow, dear ones, but you're going to see it in ways you didn't expect. You will. I gave you many things to expect and work with 35 years ago, and most of them are here, right today. But what's on the horizon? It's spectacular. You'll see. It speaks of a different world for your children and their children and their children. Even with all of the overcrowding and all the things and the issues of food and water and they're all solvable. They always were. I'll tell something that you don't even know, you may not believe, that the inventions are already here to solve all of them. They're just waiting for the right time to show. What I'd like to do now is to take just a moment of silence and go into that which is the healing energy of something we call the green mist. Dear ones, do you believe in angels? Do you believe that there are entities that you cannot see, perhaps glorious ones and helpful ones, guides? Would you be surprised if I told you the majority of the planet does? Almost all the belief systems will have the representation, perhaps of of sub-gods or whatever they want to call it, angelic beings, almost all humans feel that there are helpers. This is intuitive. It comes with the territory, you might say, of being a human being. You know it's real. It starts when you're a child, even in the imaginary ones, the helpers, those who play with you. They are real. The design of human consciousness when you come to this planet is to be in a position where all of you can receive this kind of help from entities you actually know, many of them belong to you. I present a scenario before we begin that we have said before. Can you imagine these who have come in with you, perhaps that you've never acknowledged, have stood next to you all of your life, waiting for now? Stood next to you with their hand out, saying, anytime you want, you can take it. But it means you must believe and cognize and intend that there is a creative source who loves you and knows your name, and you are here for a reason. The reason is to be loved. That's the first reason. Cognize being loved. This is what my partner saw when I arrived. The truth that he saw in the portal that opened was how much he was loved. He couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it. The first question would be, why? And I answered that very thoroughly, because you are a piece of the Creator. You're not alone. Like a piece of biology on the planet that comes and goes. Or perhaps a piece of biology that has some kind of a spiritual component that when you arrive, you're dirty and you leave and you're tortured. That's another one for you. All of that, those are men's rules, men's ideas. The green mist is the idea that creeping into this place, there is a mist, invisible but seeable in a visualization of all of you. It comes in and it starts to move among your chairs, move from the back of the room toward the front, and starts to touch any of you who want to be touched. This is a sacred time of allowing. We're going to visit 7 energies quickly. And in these 7 energies will be a plethora of opportunity for understanding, for awakening. This is a different time. It's not a meditation, not in person, not like this. This is a dispensation in this room for healing. It is a dispensation for only a half an hour for healing. Many kinds. I'd like to introduce you to the golden one. This is number one. Every single one of you has something you have called the oversoul, the higher self. Call it what you wish. Those who have dealt in sacred geometry have seen it, measured it. In scripture, it's there. It's really you. It's the bigger you. We call it the golden one. Because this bigger you is always something precious. It's the most sacred thing. It's the core of life itself for you. I would like to introduce you to you. It comes right now into this area. And the first thing it might say to you is, how are we doing so far? You don't have to grovel at the feet of this one. This one is you. This is not an angel that is so important in the hierarchy of angels that you have to do stuff. This is your essence. This is the one that wants to sit in your lap right now and say, can you feel yet how thin the veil is becoming? Can you feel yet why you came? So that you could simply be loved? Do you understand that you are forever? Your soul is forever. It always was. It always will be. And you're here for a little while as a human. But suddenly, we can merge. Right now, we can merge. This golden one is in love with you because you are part of it. It does not have a gender. How about that? But for the visualization, it could be whatever you want. It's a piece of the creative source itself. It shines. And it looks at you and says, are you ready for something different? Now, I want all of you to be very quiet. Do your best to let this time be so sacred and so precious that you're going to let this in for everyone. This golden one says, I want you to be aware of six others that we're going to bring forward right now. I want all of you to meet what you call the energy of Archangel Michael. There is no such thing as a hierarchy on the other side of the veil, and yet this angel feels so powerful that it's always become the archangel, the big one, the one in charge. I'll tell you what this one's in charge of, the battle of dark and light. This is the one with a big sword. And this one comes right now to meet you. What dark thing in your life is there that you worry about? I want you to be quiet. What inappropriateness that you look at or can't think about or is part of your memory? What dark thing is there that doesn't suit your magnificence? What if it's something as horrible as betrayal? What if? How would you like to be free of that right now? So it doesn't control you anymore. So it doesn't make you do certain kinds of actions anymore. You see, Archangel Michael battles the dark and the light, not just on this planet, but within that which is the human consciousness. Mastery is tough when you have things within your own consciousness that you're going to have to battle over and over. And now is a good time to give intent to release it. For those of you involved, will you give intent to release that right now? Here comes the green mist. Here comes that which is the sword of Archangel Michael saying, your consciousness can be free of these things right now. You can leave this room and know things have changed, things are different. Perhaps the darkness comes at you daily from others. What if you could dismiss the fact that it's even dark and they can continue to doing the same things, but you don't even feel it anymore? And it just goes and bounces right off of you. That is victory. That is mastery. So they're not eliminated, and the darkness doesn't go away. It's just that your reaction to it is completely and totally different. That is mastery. This was the energy of that which is Archangel Michael. I want to stay with that one for a while. Some of you are realizing this energy is very, very different than you thought would be here today. What if everything I'm telling you is absolutely true? This is a moment in time where time is actually changing. That green mist is starting to inflow into this room, into this area. And those of you who are starting to say, oh, I feel it, go ahead, let it in. This is the love you came for. This is what many of you came for. Moving from Michael, I want to introduce you today to a member of the Star family that you're going to meet. It's the subject of the day. There is a Star family out there, and if they occurred to you and walked around on the planet, you'd call them angelic because you don't know any better. It's a multidimensional force, you might say, that loves you, that is part of the family, that knows your soul and is here to help. This family is the Sirian. There are many kinds of connections with family and star family. This is a big one. You have several that are around you all the time. There are more now than ever before because they know what's happening on the planet. They have been standing watching. And they also know that in this attitude of the green mist, where you are starting to give intent, that they can start to work with you in ways they never were able to before. Because you're giving allowance for multidimensional things. You're starting to dismiss the objections because of what you've been told might be real or not real. This star family is among others, and they just want to sit with you. When I say family, I mean, you're related to them. You don't know what I'm talking about. You are related to them. So to you and to them, there's a lot of hugs going around. The main thing they want to do right now is to tell you how magnificent you are and what you're doing on the planet and the attempts that you're making for self-improvement in a dark area is so grateful for you. You are the light of the planet, they will say. They'll tell you that what you do here is going to someday make a tremendous difference to the entire galaxy. That is a hard one. You don't know some of the truths that are out there. What if I told you that there were trillions of what you can only call entities who know what's happening here on this planet and are cheering as they watch the darkness start to go away and the light start to emanate and creep into the area? There's somebody who has just been healed in this place. It's overwhelming to my partner to watch this. It doesn't have to be an overwhelming healing. It can be something that is so important to somebody here that has just happened. That is why this exists. That's why the green mist is here. If only one got this, it would be worth it. That's already taken place. There'll be another. Stay quiet. Stay quiet. Stay quiet.
Within the green mist, a very soft, gentle, feminine energy comes in. They are the Star Mothers, the Pleiadians. They are the ones who birthed humanity through their womb. And in the birthing process, your DNA was forever altered, and that is why they are here in the green mist today to remind you of the blueprint of ascended consciousness that exists within you. They're here to gently support your awakening, your connection, your activation, whatever word you wish to use for that blueprint of divinity to be released within your cellular structure. You can call it the love molecule, if you will, for ascended consciousness knows that the answer in all things is love. There is so much love and support for you right now, for these Pleiadian parents have been exactly where you are now, on this precipice of light, having victory over dark. And generations from now, you will be back with that blueprint of divinity active in each and every one of humanity because of what you are doing today. And these Pleiadian star mothers, they recede within the green mist, but they are never quite away from you. For there is an entanglement between the DNA that you share with your galactic family. And as they recede within this green mist, they invite another energy to come forward. They are the elementals of Gaia. And they are here to deepen your connection to the energy of the earth. But they are deepening your connection in a multidimensional fashion. Your corporeal bodies are supported by the resources of Gaia, of Mother Earth. But there are unseen energies within Gaia, within the live essences, within the plants, that support your corporeal bodies for long life, for health and vitality. And so the elementals are here to enhance this connection you have with Gaia, that is here to support you and love you and increase your life if you choose, to give you life force within your body, vibrant energy. And these elementals, they may appear in any shape or form, but their most common structure is that of the flash of a spark, like that emitted from a welder, the welder's flashes and sparks, that seemingly appear and then disappear in that very same moment. Know this, that the elementals know who you are, and each time you are in Gaia, they greet you. They invite you to greet them as well. And they now recede back into the green mist, for we wish to bring you yet another energy.
Remain in the stillness. The energies we bring you, allied with the consciousness that is even part of the physics of the planet, they would seem imaginary to some, to most perhaps. but they bring with them power. They know the name of everyone here. They know you. When you were making arrangements to be sitting in the chair, they knew you would be here. So many of them were saying, well, maybe this is the time where we can help in ways we never could before. I want you to meet Raphael. This is an angel, an entity, you might say, well known. Raphael is known for certain kinds of healing help. Keep the stillness. Raphael deals in the healing of the heart. You have sadness, grief. Part of humanism is losing other humans, sometimes those you've loved and lost, sometimes just a sadness for things that are going on for the rest of the earth, perhaps. Raphael has a promise for those of you who are dealing with sadness of any kind, right now, grief of any kind. Raphael says, why don't you let me come into your life and stay there and help you with this? There are more here than not who are relating to this right now. You can tell. Why don't we make an agreement for those who want solution over grief and sadness? Right now, inside yourself, you might say, I accept this. This is what I came for. This is what I want. This is what I want. Raphael, come in. What if this is the reason you came today? I mean, the big reason. So you could leave differently than you came. This is the opportunity. This green mist is like a beautiful blanket that comes in, filled with energy to allow miracles. Raphael is saying, I am not really what you think. I am part of soul energy of all of you, and I am saying, let me be with you. Let me work with the golden one that is yours, that higher self. Let's make sure that grief is not going to be yours for the rest of your life. Celebration, joy. These are things that can return to some of you. Appreciation, gratitude. Let that replace sadness and grief this day. I want to stay with that. Right now, I'm feeling that there are some that you've loved and lost that actually want to come forward and speak in their own way. And they would say this to you. We know what you're doing. You're taking the mantle of mastery for the planet. And we love you. We miss you as much as you miss us. But we're not gone. We are not gone. We are not gone at all. This is so important you understand that life continues. It may not be corporeal, but the consciousness that is physics stays with you. They know you're here. The love cannot be broken just because that which you think is them has gone. The love stays. It really does. Never done this, but in that, my partner just had his father come in. Hadn't seen him over 50 years. The man had a very, very strong religious belief. And he's congratulating the man in the chair, saying, "You're making a difference. I knew you'd do something like this." There's one more. It's always the last one. There's one more. Saint Germain is known for healing of the physical body, the chemistry, the diseases, the hurts, the aches, the pains. The last one. Always. This is the one that deals with 3D of the human being. This is the one that will help you know you've been healed today, because this is the one that takes away the things you can feel, the things that hurt, the things that have been diagnosed one way that changed so much that the diagnosis changed with it. This is the violet flame. In combination with the green mist, this violet flame of Saint Germain is a profound healing source. Anyone here, now that this green mist is part of this arrangement, of this portal which has opened up for some of you, the violet flame can do its work. If you can vision for just a moment anything that you think is wrong with you, the diagnosis, the diseases, the things that just happen because you're a human being that you think are inappropriate for you for now, I want you to put them in that flame and watch them be burned up. Burned up. In this time, there are many right now who can leave differently than they came. Right now, if you take some of these energies and understand they're real, that they know you, you may even live longer because of what you do right now. How many of you are willing to surrender what you've been told in order to allow these invisible energies to work together with you in your lives? How many of you will say yes to allowance? This is the green mist. This violet flame is for you. I told my partner to put this together and do it with every live meeting he does. There's three of you who will walk away different. And there's a whole bunch more who will start feeling things later. It's always that way. Because this is real. This is the green mist. Let's let all of this start to settle and the portal gently move away. You feel a little different perhaps when it does. But understand that this is something you can bring into your life, masters, anytime you want, sitting anywhere you are, even alone. That's the difference between yesterday's energy and today. Blessed is the human being who understands that there is a core truth that's far beyond anything any of you were ever told, and that it's starting to appear and work with you. Magnificent you are. That is how Spirit sees every single one of you. You are not a victim of this planet. You are the savior of this planet. And so it is.